Today, together with St. Paulinus, we commemorate St. Thomas More, martyr. St. Thomas More was, in the 16th century, was the Lord Chancellor of the realm. He was the second man in charge in England after the king, King Henry VIII. King Henry VIII himself was a devout Catholic up until his fall with Anne Boleyn. King Henry VIII was granted the title Defender of the Faith for his works in defense of the faith. He wrote in defense of the seven sacraments against the errors of Luther at the time. But then, unfortunately, like another Solomon, he fulfilled the words of Scripture. Because of a woman's beauty, many have perished. In contrast to King Henry VIII, St. Thomas More remained steadfast and faithful to the truth, even at the cost of his life. And St. Thomas was able to persevere because he lived a mortified life. St. Thomas, even though he had the great dignity of being the second man in the whole realm, he wore a hair shirt, did penance, belonged to the Third Order, the Franciscans. When his first wife died, St. Thomas More chose to remarry not the woman who was according to his own liking, not the woman who was the most attractive, who he personally would have preferred, but instead he chose the woman who was best suited to be the mother of his children. St. Thomas More never accepted bribes, and neither did he abuse his power as Lord Chancellor of the realm. As he said in his own words, he was the king's good servant, but God's first. So today, St. Thomas More is the patron of Catholic politicians, the patron saint of Catholic politicians. I think it was around the year 2000 or 2002 that he was given that title by the Church. And so we see how he is a model to Catholic politicians on how to make no compromise with the truth in order for political gain, but rather to be willing to shed one's blood to be faithful to the truth. The life and example of Thomas More ought to speak loud and clear to those Catholic politicians who are so-called pro-choice. And really, they ought to be ashamed of themselves and call to mind the Lord's words, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his immortal soul?" On the contrary, we can look at the example of St. Thomas and ask, what does it profit a man to lose his life for the sake of not compromising the truth? Well, it's an infinite profit. St. Thomas More now wears a glorious crown in heaven. St. Thomas More, pray for our Catholic politicians. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.